the way the just flower has been arranged is slightly different today. Yeah? Okay, we will start the puja first. Come forward and light the candle. I think today we can get Hurong and then Stephanie come. We light the thing. Then you can light your big round candle. Yeah. Then we can start the puja. Bye. Okay, we'll make the offering to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Pu Zhen, and all the worthy ones. Okay, Jinao, you start. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 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 That corner. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 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 Put that. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. The lotus is on that, on the speaker there. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. 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 Put in the center. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, very good. Never had it. Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Ah, that one put there. Okay. Okay, thank you so much. It's okay, it's okay. It's okay. Okay, we will they respect the triple gem. Then after that, we will do the puja. Padang pajami. Dhammang pajami. Sanghang pajami. Okay, turn to page 4. Page 4 of the chanting book. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Adinadana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Kamesu michachara viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Musavada sikha padang samadhiyami. Sura meraya majapamadhatana viramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Now we will do the puja offering, padipa puja. Kana sarapaditena Tipetam ramadang sina Tiloka dipang sambutang Sujayami tamo nodang Ganda sambara yutena Dupena hang sugang hina Pujaye pujani yang tang Puja bhajanang muttamang Vanna ganda guno petang Etang kusuma santatin Pujayami munindasa Siripada sarorohe Pujami bhupmang bhusumena nena Punnena mithena cha hotu mokhaṁ Pupāṁ milāyati yattā idāṁ me Kākhyo prahtā yattī vanāsa bhavam Adivāsetu no bhante paniyāṁ parikāpitāṁ Anukampāṁ upadaya Patikan hotu muttamang. Okay, turn to page 18. We will do the aspiration. The significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fire of all defilement within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our life, Karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flower. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. We will make the overall aspiration. By the power of these merits, born of this offering, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Siddhi, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Then sharing and transferring of merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, now we will start the meditation. Then after the meditation, we will invoke the invocation to invite the devas to partake in the Dhamma sharing. Okay, we will pay respect to Triple Gem before we start the meditation. Buddhang pujami. Dhammang pujami. Sanghang pujami. Okay. We can start our meditation straight away. Yeah? Everybody has been here before, so I think you all don't need instruction. Just relax body and mind, then remember the four support. For awareness-based meditation, after you have trained your mind, after you have developed the sati, after you have stabilized it, you just silence your mind. Then the sati, the awareness is already there. Then when you can continuously allow this mind to be, then you use it to develop wisdom, understanding. Sati, when stabilized, become very beautiful. It become very tranquil, very still, very silent. It just aware. Initially, you may need to anchor it to something so that it stay there. Yeah. And the best place is your heart. You just relax, silent, and just be aware, allow it to be. Then let the silent mind detect whichever prominent vibration or heartbeat or anything that is prominent around the heart area. You just silent your mind and rest your awareness there. Allow the sati to be with that vibration of phenomena. It can be the heartbeat or whatever. Then just allow it to be, say, silent. Then from there, the silent inner awareness, which is a spacious awareness, anchored to that particular point, which later on will become the gateway. Then you just silent everything. No need to think. Just allow it to be. Then whatever that arises through sense or consciousness upon contact, this awareness will understand. The silent mind, which is in sati or the state of pasati, can understand clearly what is going on. All of the dependent origination, condition arising phenomena, the aggregates of mind, how they arise, how they continue to sustain itself, and how they pass away. All this, the silent mind will be able to be aware of it. So you just maintain silent, relax. So the first key support is to relax into every mind state. For those who still need the breathing to anchor it, you can stay at the breathing there. Your breath can actually develop the anapanasati until it becomes very subtle. Then you can still maintain awareness there. But later on, the mind will be in sati by itself. Then you realize you don't need the breath or anything to anchor it. This mind can be anywhere. Then you can go to the heart there and stay there. The moment you're silent, it will be able to detect. And it can be aware of anything. It's up to you. Then if you are familiarizing falling, you can just feel around the abdomen area. The rising and falling will come back to your sati. Your sati will be able to detect it. And this is very different from what you all do previously. Previously, you go and look for it using the thought. Now you just silent and allow the silent mind to detect whatever that is prominent down there. Then you realize anywhere you put this mind, the mind is very sensitive and it can actually feel and detect all of the vibration within your own form and mind. So such a mind is the meditative mind. Such a mind is already in sati. So every moment of consciousness, the mind that is in sati will be aware. That's why you can be aware of all your consciousness that arise. Whether vibration, through hearing, or tactile, or thought movement. Then even the smell, the taste. Later on, the seeing, hearing, all the other consciousness, they will become very clear. You only need to stabilize this sati so that it becomes very, very stable. Then you try to be mindful of all your action and movement. Even as you come out of the meditation, or every movement, there is awareness and mindfulness. Then every of this very subtle movement during your sitting, like when you try to balance your tripod, if your buttock is like too much pressure, you want to relieve it, you lean forward a bit. As you lean forward, the very minute movement or activity, your sati will pick it up, because body and mind is one. Then even your hand, the sensation, the touch, the feeling, all that silent mind can detect. Then whether it's relaxed or not relaxed, you can also come to be aware. So the four support is very important. First is to relax into every mind state that develop. But those who are not doing concentration, you don't have to worry, because your mind that is aware is already in a natural state of awareness and there is no concentration, so nothing for you to relax into. But you will become very sensitive. You can feel many places within your own physical body. Whichever part that is not relaxed, you just silence your mind and stay there. Then it will relax into it. Then you will start to understand when the mind doesn't give it any more meaning, that stress will dissipate. Then you will find that the physical body, after it relaxes, it is very peaceful. It is in harmony. Then there is peace, there is silence, there is tranquility, there is stillness. Then the pure energy that build up become very different. Then all of your vibration within your body and mind, all of your breathing, whatever that arise, they become more and more quiet, more and more subtle, more and more peaceful. Until later on, the heartbeat also become like very, very faint, like you cannot even really detect it. It become like so still, so silent. Allow it to be. So when you can reach that state, means your mind has more or less returned to its natural state of stillness, tranquility, paucity. This mind is the meditative mind. This is the mind that can understand everything that arises and pass away. So meditation is very simple. The four support is relax, then maintain awareness. The awareness is just spacious, followed by phenomena. Phenomena means whatever subtle movement. The body and mind as one, the phenomena and mind as one. It will have the ability to be aware. Then all this movement will be like magnified into very great movement. Because that sati will become very sensitive, very clear. And every movement is so beautiful. There is clarity, there is awareness of all the movement. So such a mind can understand many, many things. You just continue to relax and silence. Then the third support is just continuity of this stability of mindfulness, 24 hours. It has two meanings. 24 hours, the first one is in your waking moment, continuous mindfulness to silence your mind, to understand what is going on, to develop the wisdom. The second part is to insight into phenomena. As long as your mind is heedful or ever mindful, then when condition arise, because you can maintain it continuously, then when the condition is ready, it will insight into phenomena. So this 24-hour continuous awareness, heedfulness is very useful. Then after that is trust. Trust means you silence everything. Don't try to even use your thought or mind to move that mind. You just allow the mind to be silent everything. The silent mind will detect the gateway on its own. Then it will meditate on its own. Then the energy will move and flow on its own without the interference of thought, nothing. So this is how you develop the awareness-based meditation. Just silence your mind. Okay, I will ring the bell in about 15 minutes time. So for the time being, I will let you develop the training of your mind, develop the meditation so that the silent mind can become more and more stable, more and more subtle. Okay. What else do you want to meditate? You can continue. What else happened now? Slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. So after you come out of meditation, you have to maintain that trained mind state of awareness, the stability of it in every action, every movement. Even how you come out of meditation, how you move your hand, your finger, how you turn, how you actually loosen your leg in whatever manner, then be aware of all activity, blinking of eye, turning, stretching, or whatever movement, all the subtle movement, body and mind as one, maintain the awareness. Then after you come out of it, same. Then throughout the day, maintain the awareness, the heedfulness. Initially, start like you are at home, with all the routine that you are used to. And as you progress, become more stable, then you can actually move it out of the home environment into the driving, walking. Then later on, as you go to the office, you can also start to maintain mindfulness in daily life within your work environment. Then as you come out of your office, you also can develop that heedfulness, mindfulness, as you walk, mindful. As the sense experience confront your sense door, consciousness, be mindful, be aware. That will lead you into sati sampajana. You must develop mindfulness with clear comprehension of all the four types of clear comprehension so that your heedfulness can become more and more stable and more penetrative. Okay, before we go further, we will do the invocation of the Deva, turn to page 6. I will read the first part. The invocation to the Devas. In the universe in their entirety, let the deities or Devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sage, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. Samantha Chakavalesu Atra Gacanta Devata Saddhamang Munin Rajasa Sunantu Saka Mokadang Dhammasa Banankalo Ayan Bandata Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Bandata Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Bandata Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa Iti Peso Bhagava Arahang Sama Sambuddho Vijja Charana Sampanno Sugato Lokavido Anuttaro Purisa Dhamma Sarati Satta Deva Manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko akaliko ehi paksiko opanaiko pacetang veditatbo vinohiti
สุปาติปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอุจุปาติปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆญายะปาติปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆสามีจิปาติปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆยะดิดังจัตตาริปุริสโยกานิอัตตปุริสปุกาลาเอสาภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอาหุเนโยปาหุเนโยดักขิณีเนโยอัญจะลิกะระเนโยอนุตรังปุญญังเขตังโลกาสติสาธุสาธุสาธุ KVP respect to the triple gem Buddhang Pujayami.Damang puji. Sanghang puji. Okay.So tonight, before we continue with the Dhamma sharing, maybe we open it up for Q&A and meditation reporting. Anybody wants to report their meditation or ask any question, you can do so. The mic is here. Anybody wants to report their meditation? Hello.
Yeah. 我其实我有个问题，就是
啊，
很多东西其实是先入为主的观念。怎么讲呢？比方说。我后天要去峨眉山
啊、，OK。
可是从上个礼拜开始，我很坐立难安。坐立难安就是
什么意思？
就是
prepare。Oh, restless 啊 ，restless 啊，是不是 restless？
就是
来不安。
对。
啊 ，OK。
然后。甚至我的老公发烧
哦、，OK。
然后我觉得我的 attachment 就开始
呀、影响到影响到
affected 我就会开始
呀、
胡思乱想
啊、对
啊。然后那些有的没有的，统统
啊，对 ，That's very good。
然后我就会想说。我为什么不能够很平常心的看待这件事？我为什么要那么害怕不能去？
对，那个
就是我的执着的嘛。
对，
而且我很变成我不去，我很痛苦
啊。对，
而且我很怕。
This one is very good. This one you all can learn a lot from that.
我很怕我。
Actually, this is what cultivation is all about.你要经过这一段，那你要关到那个智慧现出来了啊，你整个修行就不一样了。很多 cultivator cannot even reach this point, because they don't know what is going on. They become like very disturbed by all this.
对，然后你就开始，
你才现在你才了解五蕴的厉害，无名的那个包啊。
对，那甚至连叶宇轩，我都觉得我很受影响。
对，
我也不能怎样啊。
The news of what Air Asia plane all say, the moment the mind give meaning, then there is fear. How does it trigger off? Then you have to investigate and understand. Then what is thought? How come it has such power? Answer. This is what Dhamma is all about. Attachment to the five aggregate of form and mind. Which aggregate is it? Perception aggregate. Understand? That perception aggregate leading to sankhara. Sankhara is what? All of your views and opinion, your conditioning, your memory, your accumulated fear and all those things. Your egoic mind, sakkaya ditti. 没有你我相 Without the sakkaya ditti, there is no fear. Who fear? The thought fear. And what is thought? Thought is egoic.Thought attached to the concept and idea of huirong, husband. That's why all this, if you don't really awaken and penetrate, you cannot understand. And thought will continue to have power over you. 还有一个问题是你女儿有跟你去吗？好好杀掉。好。So now,还有什么要接下去吗？You finish all your questions first.
我觉得我整个礼拜哦，好像在演戏一样。
Oh, very good.
一直，然后， yeah. 我的老公完了，然后又变成我的儿子，然后我觉得，
呀，
然后我甚至哦，我不让我的女儿、我的儿子靠近我老公，我怕，然后。我的老公非常的生气，他觉得我为什么要把我自己那种很敏感的那个东西，把它弄得好像是一件很……然后我在 meditation 的时候，我问我自己，我到底要的是什么？
That is a very good beginning of investigation.
对，因为我包括我为什么要去？
对。
我问我自己，我为什么？我只是要一个什么吗？一个答案吗？还是一个什么吗？
对。
我相信那只是我的起点，那去到那边不是我的终点。
对。
所以，不过老实说，我还在调试中。我觉得，
因为这个是。脑袋里面的那个思想，That's why sankhara is very powerful. The aggregate of mind, sankhara is the most powerful. You have feeling, perception, sankhara activity of mind and consciousness, the aggregate of mind. But sankhara is actually everything that your mind can do, including feeling and perception. Feeling and perception are just the two very intrinsic aggregate.That brings about that feeling aspect before it becomes craving. Then the perception is to perceive and give meaning to all this external phenomenal world, form and mind. So when you start to develop wisdom, you penetrate, then all this will have no more power over you. But as long as you have not awakened this aggregate of mind, they will have power to delude you.That's why Krishnamurti say you must be aware of thought, the power of thought to divide, the power of thought to condition you into negativity, misery, then the limitation of thought, and how thought actually, through words, through concept, through idea, trigger off your fear, worry, anxiety, and attachment.So all this is because of delusion. Without delusion, thought has got no power. So the aggregate of mind, the main culprit is sankhara. So sankhara need to be understood. So your example is very good. Maybe I translate a bit into English so that those who don't know Mandarin can benefit. So your question is, you are going to a Maison 2 days time, huh? But 1 week before, your mind like bu'an, restless because of like many things inside there going on. Then it become worse when your husband have fever, huh? Then it starts to actually translate into like attachment. You worry you may not be able to go. Then the Air Asia incident, the plane that disappear, again trigger of another worry or anxiety. Although it may not be serious, but behind the mind, the thought. So human being or living being that are still not enlightened, they are always affected by all these things because they cannot understand what thought is, what the aggregate of mind, sankhara, is all about. Sankhara in Mandarin is xingyun, xingyun, all the activity inside there, the movement, everything that your mind can do. That's why they call it mental activity. Yeah, but mental activity also include mental states, mental emotion, mental intention. So mental state include all your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your unhappiness, your emotion, good and bad emotion. Yeah. Even the tranquil, peaceful, still state are also part of sankhara. That's why you cannot attach, you cannot cling. Yeah. When you attach and cling, then it will trigger off suffering. Mm. So as long as the mind fail to develop wisdom and understanding through the silent mind that penetrate into all this, what they call characteristics of phenomenal world or nature, the impermanent, the suffering state that arise when you attach and cling, and the empty nature, the non-self nature, this mind will have power over the form and mind. And the form and mind will go through this phase. So that's why you have to really contemplate and reflect and investigate. The reason why you cannot act and develop the wisdom is because the contemplative wisdom is not stable yet. And because that is not stable, the second turning wisdom, if it's not stable, is very difficult to awaken. The third turning wisdom cannot come about because you need to have a very stable first and second turning wisdom. I always tell you all, you first and second turning wisdom set the base to trigger off the third phase, the turning wisdom. So without this stable base, the condition is not there. That's why just I explained the four support. Relax, aware, then develop the stability of the awareness until it's 24-hour, ever mindful. Then you have to use the first and second turning. Keep on listening to the number. Reflect, contemplate on it, the second turning, the Four Noble Truths. Then develop the wisdom to straighten your view, to stabilize your understanding. Then once you stabilize already, your mind behaves differently. It will not be like before. Yeah? Everything also go and worry about it, go and project and allow it to be what it is. Because the reality is what? Like we have control. The reality is only the here and the now. Past is already gone, no more reality. Future yet to come. That's why this coming Friday talk at Klang is very good. They want to understand what is the meaning of moment to moment. They use the word practice. It is not practice. You cannot practice mindfulness and awareness. It's moment to moment cultivation. So when you understand that the past is already gone, no more reality, future yet to come, the present moment is the only reality in life, and this is the highest in life. That's why when you are in sati, you are with the moment. When you are with the moment without thought, there is no egoic mind, anasana. There is no fear.
no worry, no anxiety. There is no movement of thought. It cannot project into the future the trigger of worry, fear, and anxiety. It cannot recall the unhappy past. But because all these things has been so habitual to the living being, they whole life recall the past and project into the future. But the first thing thought do is to worry. Ayo, AirAsia just crashed. Ayo, how come 2 days before I leave, my husband got fever? Ayo, why I so stupid? If I don't go, all this will not happen. But then inside the heart, no. There is a reason to go. But what's the reason? Not sure. That's why you keep on reflecting. Why do I want to go? That's why all these questions will come. But you will develop the understanding. Like I used to tell you all last time. Initially, after you cultivate, then when you stabilize and you understand and then you connect. Initially, before you go, you don't know why you need to go. But you know you have to go. Because the sign and the condition is there. Like your case, you know you have to go. Because the sign is there. Asana. You have affinity, you push in. Yeah. But because this thing is not stable yet. Asana. You know you have to go, but you don't know why you have to go. There's so what I did last time. I have faith. That's why your cultivation is very important. Your spiritual faculty is very important. When you have faith, you don't worry about what happened. That's all. Whatever will be because condition like that, things will be like that, it will unfold. We choose to accept everything as natural, as long as I trust my nature. Everything that arises is in accordance with what my past is. I will inherit them, and I will understand them. And then you go. Then when you go, when you are there, then you start to understand. Because everything will start to fall into place, because that nature will take you along. Because of your affinity around it. And then there is a lot of things that will happen now there. And then when you come back, then you understand. The next time when you have this type of thing again, you're very confident with it. You're no more like before already. Then I, as you continue to cultivate and as you continue to understand and penetrate, then later on your nature is so different. No? That wisdom is so different. The next time when the condition arrives, the sign arrives, you will know already. You have to go. Then later on, the sign is such that before you go, you already know why you have to go. Like now, all the trip, before I go, I already know why you have to go. Like Taiwan trip, I can predict to you or what will happen. Not to say I got psychic. No, nothing. It's just the nature, understand. Then like last year, how come I can know the Kayanamita, the Dhamma will flourish? I don't have psychic. I don't know. But my nature can tell me because all this is over the years of cultivation. So it will start to stabilize and it will start to understand. Then that nature will understand. So you don't worry. The time will come. Yeah. But beginning is always like that. So later on when you have faith, means like I explained to Padmasuri and Dune, you act according to your Dhamma understanding. You don't act according to your accumulated views and opinion, fear, worry, anxiety, and so on. Your memory is what? Your accumulated experience, so good and bad, you accumulate them all. So that's why you have already witnessed how people get into trouble. So when this memory is triggered off, are you sure? Just gonna, or mask. To earlier incident. So, thought trigger of what? Fear, worry, anxiety born of what? Memory, accumulated. But this is not a reality yet. It's just a thought, but it has power to project. You just happened, no? What happened if I go on AirAsia? You are subject to the same reason. We got like that one. Understand? Because there are a lot of things that actually decide and control all this. That's why the nature's law that governs life and existence. So when you understand the nature's law that governs life and existence, when you understand that all these are due to mainly we are all born our karma, head to our karma, conditional, and we are what we are because of karma.
So you have faith in your own karma. You got nothing to fear, understand? Thought is just thought, understand? The moment you give meaning, attach, and project, then this thought has power over you, understand? Why can't you tell yourself this is not a reality, it's just a thought? Understand? It's just sankara, understand? That's why you have to reflect and contemplate. Within this moment, how come there is fear? If I can maintain stability or awareness and understanding, there is no fear. Which means this stability has not been established yet. That's why you have to train daily mindfulness, the spiritual faculty, until very stable, then contemplate and reflect the second learning wisdom especially. Then investigate into everything until it's very clear, then straighten your view, root it out. So that in future when you confront the same, what they call experience or situation, you know how to attend to it already. That's why Sabha Asava Sutta say, things that are unfit for attention, don't go and pay attention. What are the things that is unfit for attention? The unarisen asava arise. The arisen become more. That is what happening to you, understand? So you know, these are all not a reality. It's only sankara, understand? And I go and give attention, means what? This is the old way of living, understand? The heedless people do that, understand? Then why can't you just relax and silence your mind? Within that moment when you relax and silent, when thought is not active, tranquility, stillness come back to you, understand? Your natural state come back to you. Then you realize you are peaceful without thought. Then you know thought is a culprit. That's why it's a fire aggregate of form and mind. You cannot attach, you cannot cling. So there is delusion as well. Then what did the Buddha say? Things that are fit for attention. What are the things that are fit for attention? When you reflect and contemplate, the asava, unarisen, cannot arise. The arisen cease to be. And what are they? They are the Four Noble Truths, the Buddha said. This is suffering. This is the cause of arising of suffering. This is the cessation of suffering. This is a path that leads to cessation. So if you reflect and contemplate and inquire into it, the second turning of the Four Noble Truths, then the wisdom will come. So you reflect and contemplate. What happened to you when you allow the thought to do this? Then you become agitated. You become restless. Then the thought start to ask questions. That is not inquiry, you know. The thought say, why do I want to go? I go there for what? How come my mind still like that? So this is all from the thought, no? So your inquiry is very simple. The Buddha already said, this is suffering. You can see it making you miserable. Like you say, you know you have to go, but if you don't go inside, pu'an, like something is not right, you want to go. But yet you cannot understand why you must go. You want to go, yet you become so miserable before you go. So all this is suffering. Then the second noble truth is what? When you reflect and contemplate, there's a cause behind all suffering. Like you said, attachment. The word is very different from the actual understanding, you know. Everybody tell me the same, no? First noble truth, life is suffering. They never contemplate, they never go into it, understand not? They never reflect and contemplate what suffering is. They just assume they know. Life is suffering, lah. My suffering is attachment, lah. But you didn't go into it, understand not? What causes attachment? Understand not? What is attachment? If no wrong view, no delusion, no sakkayaditti, there is no attachment. Because sakkayaditti is there. That's why there is attachment. Understand not? Then how can I break sakkayaditti? Understand not? That's why you have to reflect what did the Buddha say. The final summary is what? In short, is the attachment and the grasping to this five degree of form and mind that I call dukkha, suffering. So the first thing you have to inquire is what? Why did the Buddha say that? Anasara? Then after you understand why did the Buddha say that, because you can put it to test. that if you really attach and cling like this physical body, suffering will arise, feeling suffering will. So all this you can investigate and test very easy. Then the second inquiry is what? If I already know that attachment leads to suffering, the next thing I need to inquire is, how can I understand what the Buddha says? To understand, I must know what is the five aggregate of form and mind. Understand? So the two aspects. Most people only understand the first aspect as a human being. Understand? And they didn't go deep into the second aspect, the mental aggregate, the five aggregate of form and mind, the mental one. That's why if you don't go into it systematically to reflect and contemplate and develop the wisdom, you can never penetrate sankhara. You can never penetrate the characteristics of anatta. Then you reflect and you read through the anatta lakkhana sutta that the Buddha actually shared and taught to the monk. And I also shared with you all in a few of the talk and recording. The Buddha started by asking the monk. He started with the form. He said, form, physical form and mental form. First question he asked, is it satisfactory? First one is it satisfactory? Yes. Then the bhikkhu replied, it is definitely unsatisfactory because it will lead to old age, sickness and death. Understand? Then the Buddha said, okay, if it's unsatisfactory, if it's lead to this one, then he asked, the first one he said, is it self? If it's self, it will not lead to suffering. Understand? Clear not? If it's self, it's within your power to manage and control. Right? I want it forever young. Don't get old, don't get sick. It will listen to you because it is you. Understand? You have power over it. Understand? But because it's not self, it goes the way of nature. That's why it leads to old age, sickness and death. And because it is not self, you cannot derive from this form whatever that self can derive. Understand? You want it to be otherwise, it cannot. Understand? But it's not you. It doesn't belong to you. It goes the way on it. It follows another set of nature law. So it's not a permanent, unchanging entity that you can govern. Understand? You can have complete control or in charge. That's why it's not self. So that is the first part. Then after that, the Buddha asks, is form permanent? Then the monk will know. It go the way of nature. It go old, it gets sick, and it will decay and die. It is impermanent. Condition arising. So things that are impermanent, the Buddha said, is it satisfactory? Does it lead to happiness? It will never. Because finally, you will grow old, get sick, and die. Feeling also same. No matter what feeling, when it arises, how pleasant, it will change and become unpleasant. That's why feeling is never satisfactory. Perception is never satisfactory. Thought also never satisfactory because it will change. Then, things that are impermanent and unsatisfactory, is it right for you to say that this is me, this is I, therefore this can be mine? So the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, the main purpose is to let you understand that this is not you, understand? Means the physical body, the consciousness which has the feeling, the perception, the sankhara activity of mind, the consciousness, they all exhibit the same characteristics of impermanence. If you attach and cling, it will lead to suffering because it will go the way of nature and become unsatisfactory because of impermanence. No matter how good that sensation or feeling, it will change. Then it will decay, it will be diseased, and it will finally die. So similarly, all the other aggregate, they exhibit the same characteristic. So because of that, the Buddha said, you have to understand this very clearly. things that are not real, not a permanent and changing entity, it is never right for you to attach, cling and hold on to it and say, this is me, this is I, therefore this can be mine. This is delusion. So anatta lakkhana, the explanation from the sutta is very clear. But later on when I meditate, I develop my own understanding. That part is more powerful. That's why when I saw it in the meditation, I actually penetrated it straight away. Because when I silence my mind and just relax and aware, then I come to understand how everything comes to be in asana. Because as I reflect and contemplate later on, this physical form from the womb, the sperm and the ovum, the condition arise, then consciousness together with this, what they call sperm and ovum, consciousness come from the karmic, anasana, rebirth consciousness of karmically conditioned. For the Bodhisattva and the Buddha, when they come, there is no more delusion, anasana. So it's a pure mind that go in, anasana, not the rebirth consciousness. But they have their vow, the form and mind can come, anasana. But normal human being, they come together. Rebirth consciousciness, the death consciousness condition rebirth consciousness, then karma condition the form and mind, asana. Yeah, the sperm and ovum or whatever. Then this new five aggregate of form and mind come into being. Yeah. Then from there it starts to slowly, slowly become what it is as that fetus or that sperm and ovum develop, then it become a fetus. Then it is born into this world. Then as a child, how it go through life, the conditioning, everything. Then how the consciousness become more and more sophisticated as it grow. Then how it inherit all the karmic inheritance. Then how later on, if he has the spiritual nature, how they will direct through the karma for him to connect. Then how the spiritual nature come, then he will actually inherit from whatever cultivation he has. Then he will come back to the point of cultivation where that form and mind has done in the past. Yeah. That's how it comes about. Then you will understand that this one is karmically conditioned out, form and mind. It's not you. Because the form is element, go the way of nature. Then consciousness is just energy. Come and go, come and go. The reason why I understand it is when I silence my mind, then I realize this feeling arise and pass away. Every feeling is a different one. Then pleasant feeling can become unpleasant. Understand? Then if feeling is me, the understanding is very clear now. If feeling pass away and transform into another one, I should die with it. No? But this form am I still around? No? Feeling come and go, the form am I still around? No? So feeling is never me. That one is very penetrative. Then perception also same. Every moment perception, then another perception, then another perception. They come and go, but you still around. No? So perception is never you. Activity of mind also same. They come and go, but they are never you. Because as perception, feeling and activity of mind, as they pass away, the form and mind remain. Then you have to inquire. If they are not me, how come they arise in me, this five aggregate of form and mind? Then who am I? What am I? That's why I need to inquire, reflect, and penetrate. Then after that cessation, then only it understands that there is another nature within that has nothing to do with this five aggregate of form and mind. That's why that cessation is to be realized. That's why the third turning. Oh, sorry. The third noble truth, the second turning, this cessation of suffering, which is Nibbana, is to be realized. Anasana. If you don't realize that, very difficult to have that penetrative understanding. Because without going into that cessation, pusam pumya, the sakyaditi very difficult to break on. That's why for the enlightened one, even the sainthood way, they have to go into it for one moment, just split seconds, that cessation. But it's enough. Yeah. It happened I think about 20 over years ago when I was having a retreat at this Cameron Highland, I remember a 5-day retreat. That retreat was very, very unique. That was how I connect, actually. That was the retreat. Immediately after that, that cessation happened. Just one moment of consciousness. But because of this nature's path, after that, everything just fall into place. Then after that, this mind become very different. Then it start to understand. Then after that, I read all the sutta, all of the teaching. The understanding just come by itself. Then as I understand, I know how to meditate, then I penetrate very much faster. Then I understand very quickly. Then I inherit. Then I don't have to actually go to retreat anymore after that. After that, from my daily mindfulness, I penetrate everything. Then I start to understand everything. That's how I can explain to you, who are you, what are you, and what is five aggregate form and mind is all about. The empty nature of it. So all this comes from the contemplative wisdom. Because in the meditation, as you understand, every moment of consciousness is like that. Every moment of feeling is like that. Every moment of perception is like that. Then your mind becomes so different. It can be with the moment of aggregates of mind. Means it can be with the moment of feeling. It can stay there, you know. The awareness can stay there, you know, and be with the feeling or the emotion or whatever. It's just silent like that. No movement on, because the stability of mindfulness is so stable. Then it can be at the moment of perception. At that moment. When it wants to be aware, it's just aware. The pure perception. That's why it can just be aware, aware, aware. Like pure perception. Perceive, 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 perceive. Understand? No thinking. It doesn't trigger on one. Then it can be with the moment or activity of mind. When you want to think. When the aggregate want to move. When it wants to contemplate and reflect. The awareness and the thing move as one. Then it can be with the moment of consciousness. When it is conscious of that thing, like hearing, it's fully there. But when your mind is in sati, it's capable of all this. But the normal human being cannot. Because their mind is so heedless. Consciousness arrives so fast, they are busy thinking, understand? No? Thinking, worrying, or sometimes planning. That's why I always say you're too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life. You never leave. You never with the moment. You never silence your mind with awareness and heedfulness within. So most human beings that are heedless, they don't have inner awareness. They are not aware of what is going on. Their mind is constantly lost in thought. And they cannot understand how they function as a human being. Who are they? What are they? They don't know. They are lost in the world of thought. They think a lot. That's how they become heedless. And it becomes habitual tendency. And the views and opinion and all the accumulated memory condition them. All of your conditioning from your race, your culture, your whatever education, belief system, they actually mold your memory. And then from there, you actually create your own views and opinion of what this world is all about, of who you are and what you are. And you hold on to it very, very strongly. So because of that, it's very difficult to penetrate. So for your case, it's very good. Now, you already have this basic Dhamma understanding. You only need to stabilize it, understand? Then there is no more fear. Because the condition that arises for you to go, you already know. Understand? The sign has came. You know you have to go. But why you must go, you don't know. Because you have to go there to understand. Initially, it's like that. Then, whatever will be, understand? Sometimes, there is coming obstruction. All these things will arise. So that it tries to arise the causes and conditions to obstruct you. Understand? So when you start to see all these signs, you don't allow it to affect you, then you accord and flow. Understand? Means do what you have to do. Understand? Project your thought and develop the fear for what? That is the wrong way to look at things. If my husband got fever, I have to accept that reality.
I have to touch the forehead. Oh, yeah, you got fever. I think if you want me to take you to see the doctor, tonight I'm free. We can go. Or you need medical attention, I think we go. You know what happened to Joyce or not? When he went to Penang and organized that retreat. You didn't know, the Achalo retreat. The day before he went, the husband admitted ICU. The eye almost blind. Yeah. The phone call, 整个人好像傻掉。But he recalled what I tell her. And she persevered. She echoed and flow. But she know he, the husband got a very close friend. That close friend took him. Then he said, let me know what happened. Because you there, the husband here, so you worry also no use. But you need to do. You need to find out, understand? You need to come back, you have to come back, understand? It's no such thing, I really there, I cannot. No such thing, understand? If the situation demand, you come back. Unless you have the understanding and the wisdom that is so different, that you don't have to do that. Just like what happened to our 2011 Thailand trip, remember? The night before we fly, my mother passed away. But because I already arranged everything when my father passed away, my brother, they all know what to do already. That I know, because a lot of obstruction from Kayanamita, many of them not supposed to go. So the only way to disrupt the trip is my mother has to pass away the night before the plane take off. If I am like normal human being, my mother is now more important. I will cancel everything. But the nature understand everything already planned for, decided. I didn't shed a single tear. But I do what I have to do for my mother. And I knew that trip, a lot of merits and wholesomeness I transferred to her. Then whatever I do in her name, and I donated. That time, who was in charge of Kayanamita Fund? Stephanie, I think. I think it's Stephanie and Yun Chan. You remember? The night I call out, I say I will donate extra. Oh no, Mi Fong. Sorry, Mi Fong. Mi Fong didn't know. Suddenly, the night I call, I say, donate another, don't know how many thousand. He also didn't know what happened. I said, in my mother's name. Then when I went there, you all still didn't know. Until the day we landed in Thailand, that dinner, after that dinner, only you all came to know. Unless you have that understanding. Otherwise, it's going to affect living beings. Your own parents. What is more important than your mother? Actually, my mother, she got very good karma. She was with me quite long. She didn't really suffer. She was admitted within less than 24 hours. Then she passed away. All of a sudden, that morning, my brother called me. 2 days before we fly out, called me. He said, mother felt uneasy and all things. I said, if he tell you that, you better admit her. And she admitted to this private hospital, Alastair, I think. They call it the private hospital, I forgot already, there's a name. Then they did the check, everything. Then my sister, she is a lecturer, earlier staff nurse. So I told her, I said, I'll buy you the plane ticket, you fly back and find out what happened. Then when she reached there, that evening, the doctors, all the blood tests came out, say all the organs are failing. Very difficult already. So we knew we then got breathing difficulty in ICU with the mask on. Then my brother and all the sister, they were there to see him. Then I said, don't worry, just monitor him. Then I sense already. That night, 9 o'clock, I received a phone call. Then I said, don't worry.
just like what I have explained to you all, how we do for father and mother already confirmed how he wants the funeral to be, because already everything settled. So I say, you go ahead, you don't need me. Yeah, I will do my part when I go to Thailand. I told my brother, he said, no problem. We are there already new. But first time, my father, they cannot handle. So I got to go back. That one, I handled the whole thing. I planned the whole thing, then I explained to them the whole thing. So a lot of this thing, as you understand, you have to confront the test. Need a test is one very simple already. understand? No, it's very simple, understand? It's very simple, understand? Just like what the Buddha said. Whatever that is of the nature to arise is of the nature to cease, understand? Whatever that is of the nature to be born will die, understand? Understand? So what have already been born has already passed. No amount of sorrow and lamentation can bring back the dead. Understand? Filial piety is when they are still around. Understand? Love them, care for them, talk to them, do what you do, you need to do when they are still around, not when they pass away, sorrowful, went back. For what? Understand? No. If it's earlier on, if she passed away before my father, then yes, very important. Because for my brothers and sisters, they don't know how to handle the situation. Especially when my father passed away. You know, initially, my father, he actually passed away in the hospital. Then he stayed with my third or fourth brother one. He very close to him one. So they were thinking where to put the coffin. Because I got an elder brother. I say, whatever it is, you have to check with the elder brother. If he agree, we put it there. Understand? Unless father has given instruction, when I pass away, I want to be at this third brother's house, understand? Or fourth brother's house. Understand? So they don't know what to do. They call me. I say, you don't worry. I say, I will fly back immediately. I took the next earlier flight. Then my brother, my wife, my children all follow. That one, I arrange everything. Then I plan everything. Then I told my mother, I say, you want it to be in whatever way, we will follow you. You want to burn people, how also can, what also can. We will follow you. But I will explain to you. A lot of things no need to do. So at first she cannot understand. But then during that time, a lot of things happened. Until she finally understand. Then she tell me what. 2 weeks later, she said, next time her funeral, do the same like what I did for father without the burning of the paper house, all those things. She doesn't want it. Then she prepared her will. My mother illiterate one, don't know anything one. But she know how to do all those things after she saw how I handle my father. Because she was crying when the relative was telling her, he said, nobody cry one. What type of children is it? No filial piety one. She'll go to hell one. The chaiko also like that tell her. And the one of the relative also say, until my mother start to cry, Then my brother came and see me, the youngest one, he said, mom crying, very, ask all of them to cry. Because the pressure on her was so tremendous, tradition from the elders. You know what is that spirit or not? That is a random of consciousness. No more them, understand? The rebirth consciousness already gone, understand? You know what is random of consciousness or not?
the balance that is still inside one, that one come out. When it is there, it's also not you, understand? No? When the random come out, you still think it's you. You understand? No? When the consciousness is inside as a form and mind, also it was never you, understand? No? Understand? No? Understand? That is the random of consciousness. You know what is random of consciousness? Since birth, yeah, random of consciousness. Since birth, the single thought, the pure thought, rebirth consciousness, very pure, understand not? But karma already conditioned it. Born of your karma, head of your karma, condition is for, and you are what you are because of your karma. So that DNA coding, everything, and the life force, or whatever, from there is already conditioning you, supporting you. And you are born of that. Understand not? Then as you grew up, as a child, as a fetus, the conditioning, you go to school. Then this consciousness become more and more sophisticated, understand not? Then it start to accumulate through memory. So you are actually a bundle of memory with this sophisticated, what they call, consciousness, understand not? That has all this memory carrying, the views and opinion, your fear, your accumulated desire or whatever. It's all inside. And this one is not you, understand? No? This one is the bundle of memory, conditioning. The whole of the consciousness, the content of it, create your character, understand? No? Your personality. Then you think that is you, understand? No? And you use that to live, understand? No? There's a question what is it? Acting according to this conditioned mind, memory, is not acting at all. Yeah, this is a bundle of all your past fear, worry, anxiety, selfishness, delusion, heedlessness, everything, your views and your opinion, your tradition, your belief system, all this. And upon that, this consciousness come out. This consciousness cannot die, there's energy. And this one is like you burn a piece of wood towards the end, the fire on no more. Understand? But there is still smoldering, understand? These are the random, understand? The balance of it, understand? But finally, it will disperse. If there is no delusion, no attachment, this bundle of memory will disperse, understand? They call it, the Tibetan call it the Bado stage, understand? Bado. You use the same word, isn't it? They believe, isn't it? So what is belief? Yeah, so it's still a belief, understand? No? But this consciousness that come out, depending on how deluded that bundle of consciousness is, it can stay on for very long, understand? No? You remember that Tirukuda Sutta? You know they stay on for how long or not? Until the next Buddha. Because there is no relative. They went down too long. Understand? Then after they came out, they had to wait till the next Buddha. Understand? But this one is not the random one. This one is the rebirth that they take and they come out. But even the random that come out, if the attachment is very strong, they will stay for very long. But after nobody know you already, understand not? All the one you know, all one by one gone already. Then everyone that take birth, you don't know. You think he still got attachment. Then all the thing that you supposed to, like your old house, your old, everything also gone, redevelopment. You think that random still can stay on. It cannot really. Because there's nothing for them to hold, understand not? Then it will be dispersed. Then it's gone, understand not? There is no real human being behind that thing, understand? That's why all these are delusion. And the Sabba Asava Sutta mentioned very clearly. If you go and like try to see your past life, and find out who were you before this, and what were you when you die, understand? This one all lead to sakkayadity. The self is strengthened, the egoic mind is strengthened, understand? You become more and more deluded. So
So these are the things that is unfit for attention. The Buddha mentioned it very clearly in the sutta. Understand? That's why a lot of people cannot understand. They go and create through attachment, through thought. Understand? Hey, my parents know. I cannot just like that. Then you think that is filial piety. Filial piety is from the heart, that understand. Filial piety is when that nature understand that law of karma recognizes relationship. But to help is not using all this lamentation. It will not help. Tirukudasutta already explained very clearly. So you have to do things that are tangible. That's why you help by what? That's why I went to Thailand that time with all the things that we met with all the monks. Then we can donate and make so much. And it was my mother's good karma to die at that time. Otherwise, all this couldn't have been done. Understand? I couldn't have done it in memory of her name. And my father's name. That's why the condition all fall into place. Then everything is already ready. And so my brother, they all know what to do already. And you know that funeral was how grand. Even without me there. It was more grand than my father. Because my mother, because of her parami, after my father passed away, 9 years later only she passed away. But within the first 2 years, my brother called me, the one, Si Ji Wan. He suggested we donate 100,000. You know, Tsuji, you donate 100,000, you got a special, what they call? You don't know? No, it's for. Yeah, so that you know, when you donate and become that one, when you pass away, my mother passed away, the whole lot of Tsuji came, And my classmate told me one, it's more grand than any Tansri or Dato that has whole funeral before. You know the people that come, the Tsuji one, the arranged all those things and the chanting everything. It's not relationship. It's because of her parami, understand? We all brothers and sisters, we come up with the money and we donate, understand? And make her have that status. And she was full of joy. She ignorant one. She illiterate. She never go to school, understand? And yet she can have this type of parami. And without me there, the funeral can be so grand. That's why I received the photo when I was in Thailand. And I have so much joy. Understand? That's why when you don't have the right understanding, you will never understand. I said, no matter what you say, your mother is your mother, understand? People will think like that, understand? But I can tell you, 99 or 100 will cancel the trip, understand? Because it's your mother, and it was one night, the night before we fly the next day. Not so close. It's meant to be. It has to be. And 2 days ago, when my mother was admitted, I already felt the sign. I already knew it's going to happen. Then I reflected and contemplated. Then I knew everything has been done. Instruction already given. They know what to do already. My mother also agreed already. And he has so good a life. She told me, while she was still alive, he said, it's enough. He said, I already so contented and so happy. Able to come out of China, he said, out of suffering world already. He said. And that was 54 years ago. Then when he saw us grow out and become successful, that was the second most happy moment of her life. That's why when she was able to reach the age of 89, she was so happy, When my daughter got married, remember? July? She came. And that was the time
she was the most happy. You know, you saw her face, so really, and that time she actually cannot walk with you. That's why my daughter got married July. November, he passed away. She passed away. Stand up. She was so happy, she told me, you know. Is it? She was so happy seeing my daughter. She looked after her, you know, when she was young. My mother looked after my two children for 10 years. She very close to them. That's why she was very happy. So these are the real philopiety that you really give them, you know. And that joy, that happiness. When I saw her laugh, I saw the photo, the wedding photo, I saw my mother's face. There was so much joy, you know. And at that age, she has that dinner, she can still eat so well. You know. She loved the food.
Yeah, you have to actually
So people must understand, no matter how busy you are, when your parents still around, spend time with them, take care of them. Don't wait till after the tong tong, then only you want to do things. You can still do, but not the worldly way. Through spiritual understanding, do what you have to do for them. Not go and cry, go and moan, go and lament. For what? Showing people that there is philopiety. So? So? No, that's why all this. No, Yun Chan, all this is understanding only. When you don't understand, you get what they call conditioned by what they tell you. I told you, this non-human, they exist, understand or not? That's why when you buy over a new house, talk to them, understand or not? You go to a new hotel, you talk to them, understand or not? No, even this assume one, also same, talk to them, explain to them. The Terokuda Sutta also got mentioned. Understand not? They are not happy because of that. When you remember them, understand not? The Terokuda say that. No, then they are at peace. Understand not? Because their loved one remember them. Don't wait till you want to assume the body, only remember them and talk to them. Understand not? That's why you have to forever, off and on, after they pass away, recite the whatever idang minya tinang hotu, then send metta, understand not? Whichever rhyme or existence they may be, may the blessing of the Triple Gemini. Then you invoke the power of merits, by the power of whatever wholesomeness that you have done in their name. May it arise, the causes and grace. So if you continue to do this, they are always at peace, understand not? Then no matter what you do, no more problem, understand not? But you wait till last minute, you want to assume, then only go and talk. I tell you. But whatever it is not real anymore, understand not? That form of mind, that random of consciousness is, forget about what people tell you, understand not? Develop your own understanding as to how to attend to it. They are non-human spirit, understand not? Consciousness only, nothing. But just like any living being, they want to be respected, understand not? But they are still deluded, understand not? Understand not? Otherwise, when they pass away, the cessation will happen. There is no random. The whole thing just cease. It is not move on, because this random of consciousness will definitely come out on us. But this energy cannot dissipate overnight on us. But the rebirth consciousness is already gone. We have the death consciousness, the conditioned rebirth consciousness, already gone. And this one is no more already. This is just like the physical body, the balance of it. We have the condition separate already. It's just the energy only. We have the karmic force that support that thing, no more already. No more already. It's the random energy inside there. It's not the whole consciousness reborn. That's why it's not reincarnation. Not the soul go in. That's why not. It's just a rebirth consciousness, which is only one moment of consciousness, pure, true karmic, go in. Then from there, that single thought, that single consciousness, starts to evolve. Understand? Then the cells, everything, then it gets trapped inside. That's why when you are born, it doesn't know anything, nothing. Understand? The memory all blank. Understand? And then slowly you teach them. Understand? Papa, Mama. And then they start to learn. Then they become naughty. Like your grandchildren. And then they grow up like how we grew up. Understand? And then it become more and more sophisticated. And then the consciousness start to accumulate memory. Understand? Then through the memory, it starts to develop the views, the opinion, and all this thing. And how you become a human being, understand? A living being. You can follow. It's not easy because people are very confused. They thought they die already, rebirth consciousness gone, no more. Then they thought as long as that one is there, you are still there, you haven't reborn yet. Where got such thing? The death consciousness will condition rebirth consciousness straight away. The last thought moment, when the three things that support the form and mind, either the life force is gone, or that physical body, the spinal cord or whatever, or organ failure, it cannot support the consciousness. Then this consciousness cannot stay, understand? Then it has to leave. Then when before it leaves, it will go through the death consciousness. Then you condition rebirth consciousness. And then only the random consciousness come out. That one come out. No, no. Every human being that died, this one will be there one because it is energy, understand now? It cannot just disappear like that, understand now? It has to come out. But if you reborn as Deva, then that thing, spontaneous birth as a Deva, come out. It doesn't go through the womb and all those things, understand now? God, that thing still come out. That one is not him already, understand? Not that person already. That energy that is the whole of the accumulated consciousness still come out. It cannot disappear.
That release the physical body.
It come out, not to say leave, there's a craving for no more, understand? Not? There is a craving for that bind this consciousness inside. So when death occurs, this craving force dissipate. No more, then it is not trapped, it's free. Then it come out. Understand? You know, when I young, definitely, or when I young, like 7, 8 years old, or 9 years old, this one came out. That's why I know what this thing is. I was up there. This whole thing came out. And I actually died, you know, during that time. But just because of my past, my nature, that's why I was able to come back. And it's also for me to understand what this thing is. Otherwise, I wouldn't know what this thing is. Otherwise, I'm telling you theory. But because I came out before when I was 8 or 9 years old, just I know that there is such a consciousness inside there. And that one, no need organ or no. I can see, I can hear up there one. No. My brother go in, or I can hear one. No. I don't need to be in this physical body one. No. That silver cord, of course, because it didn't break. It break, I cannot go come back already. But because that silver cord is still connected, but the consciousness was out of the body, completely out of the body. Then when I realized that, when I call my brother, it's just like I'm alive, I speak, I call him, just like now I call you, he cannot hear me, you know. Then I knew something wrong with it. Then I looked down and I saw my body. That time only I realized I was out. I saw my body. Then there was fear, panic. Then I wanted to go back into it. Very funny, you know, when I went in, I know how to struggle. I went in. Then suddenly when I took control of my body, I suddenly become conscious. Then the first thing I want to confirm is it was not a dream or a hallucination. But inside, very clear one, it was not a dream. So I went out and looked for my dead brother. He was still around. I said, did you just now went into the room and look for all this and say all this? He looked at me. He said, yes, but you were sleeping there like a log, is it? How do you know? I said, never mind. I said, I just want to confirm that you went in. He said, I went in. You were looking for all those things and say all those words, exactly like what I heard up there. That's like the out-of-the-body experience that the internet wrote on. Oh, I understand. Because this one can come out. And when it comes out, it's actually very different. It has this very different type of awareness because it is not trapped inside. Understand? It is not trapped inside. The energy is a lot higher. And it can hear, it can see. It can do a lot of things, actually. That time I should have gone for astral travel. Take a leave. At least for a few hours before I come back. Where they will be thinking I'm sleeping. But I didn't know. If I know, I would have taken a tour. Because that time, whatever that thought, think, you are there already. Very fast. No need to fly on, no need to levitate that moment. That's why consciousness is very different. Consciousness is very different. So, a lot of things, even the Buddha said, all these are anatta, non-self, understand? Not you, understand? Can follow on. It's not what he experienced, it's what he tell you, understand? Correct, so what he tell you, understand? Because he do this type of thing, he must have confronted some of them, understand? But it's only what his conditioning understand, and he explained to you based on that, understand? But he cannot see them also, understand? But he can feel them, understand? Then he will come and tell you because he must have heard from somebody also. Then also he may have some teacher or what who tell him something. So through that, he come out with his understanding as well. But if he had personally come out, then he will know. He will understand it differently. Understand? It's totally different when you go through that process. The one that didn't go through, that experience them, is a different thing. That's why this form of mind is very interesting. If you can develop the understanding of it, it's very beautiful. Even as you meditate, you know how to relax everything. This consciousness can come out. But that one that come out is not the full consciousness. It's just one small part, the astral body. That one is astral traveling. The one that came out at that time, my one, was the full consciousness. Understand? Astral body is just one of the several body inside there. You got one, what they call etheric body. Etheric body, you can feel it in your meditation. When you silent, relax, and just aware, it's like a bubble that expands, energy, you can feel. That is your etheric body, understand? Your feeling body. Etheric. E-T-H-I. I forgot the spelling. Etheric. Ether. Ether. From the word ether. Etheric. From the word ether. Etheric. It's an energy field. Consciousness. You can feel it. Then the other one is the astral traveling one. Some call it the don't know what mind. I don't know. Astral traveling mind. The Lopsam Rompa, I like to talk about that. And those who do psychic, they use this astral body to travel, to come out. To go all over the place, go to hell, go to what? They use this body. But not the whole consciousness come out.
No, because this one is just one layer of that mind. Understand? Because you use energy field, psychic to you ask Anne, she will know. Because all this, those in the Deva realm, in the psychic field, they use this very often. They use this very often. Astral body, astral travel. Yes, it's astral traveling. Astral travel within the astral plane. They have their own rhyme and existence. I finish answering your question. Very good. So you will start to understand all this. Then you develop the right view. You straighten your view. Not to allow all this thought to project anymore, to bring about the old way of heedless living. Your projected fear, worry, anxiety, all this that disturb your mind and make it restless, these are all still due to the old conditioning. The old conditioning actually take a while to disappear. Your wisdom has to be very stable. Then you have to reflect and contemplate until very clear. Then you continue to straighten your view. Then later on, when this thing becomes stable already, clear, especially after you go a mesa and come back, then you see the condition there all fall into place. Then you reflect and contemplate. Then you start to understand, oh, no wonder I have to go. There was this affinity and all those things. Then you will start to understand. Then as you relax more and more, and you connect more and more into this nature, your mind becomes more and more silent, more and more peaceful. Then the spiritual faculty stabilizes. Understand? The faith once become very strong, the virya will be also very strong. Then it will actually motivate you to cultivate. Then your stability of mindfulness will make you very mindful. Then when you are very mindful, your view straightened, your spiritual faculty will transform you in the sense that the next time when you confront the same thing, you already have this right view. You know it's only thought, sankara anicchang, sankara dukkang, then sankara anatta, no reality. Then it loses its power. Then you use this form of mind to live. Understand? Then you use it to, like the Buddha said, things that are fit for attention, you pay attention. Unfit for attention, no need to pay attention. But it doesn't lead you anywhere. So it brings about more asava, defilement. So why you go and hold on to things that bring about more asava and defilement? So with the right view, you will just understand thought is just thought. They come and go. There is no reality. Through delusion, when you attach and give meaning, that it has power over you. But when you see it clearly already, it loses its power. It's just like when you are a small boy. People can deceive you and cheat you because you're still a small boy. So to you, like magic, they show you. But when you grow away, you know, ayo, this guy hide his finger behind the side. He make it appear and disappear. So as you understand, you're no longer deluded by it. So all this, what they call tricks or whatever, will have no more power over you. So defilement is the same. It has got no more power over you the moment you penetrate the characteristic. When you understand what thought is, like Krishnamurti said, thought is limited. Understand that? Then thought has this power to divide, create delusion, attachment, clinging, grasping. Then it can, through views and opinion, condition you into negativity. So all this, when you start to reflect and contemplate through the Four Noble Truths, these are things that is fit for attention. So you pay attention to the Four Noble Truths. Then you say, okay, the Buddha said this is the cause of arising of suffering, attachment, craving. Behind attachment, craving is delusion, sakkayadity. So what is sakkayadity? How can I understand? How can I probe it? Then look at anatta lakkhana sutta. Go through it, reflect, until it becomes very clear. Then you develop the understanding through it. Then from there, the whole of the cultivation becomes very different. And then one day, all of a sudden, one day, you will come to realize, hey, you are not like before anymore. You know? Last time, very kanchong. Last time, like, small thing also disturb you. You know? Now, like, how come not affected already? Different already. You will go through that phase. Then you realize it's so beautiful. Now, like, whatever panic news come also, it doesn't affect you anymore. You know? Sometimes you just smile. You just laugh at it. You know? Then you just say, it's okay, it's okay. Thank you so much, thank you so much. Last time very excited. Wow, one phone call come on you. Whoa, excited like that or panic like that already. Later on when you understand, yeah, you will listen to it. Ah, yes, yes. Anything else? Nothing, huh? Okay, okay. Then you will know what to do, or you will know how to advise them accordingly. But Masuri on the share, huh? Come, pass the mic. Can, no problem.
Brother,
yeah.
Sorry for
interrupting. No problem. We still got 6 minutes.
When you are at that stage, it's just like you have no emotion.
Correct, no emotion, nothing.
Nothing can stir you.
Correct.
Home mo cheng.
Mo cheng. The thought will go and think like that. Because this thought will think like that.
You won't move.
It's like mo cheng. You like insensitive. Home mo cheng. No, it's not insensitive mo cheng. It's because you understand. Understand not? When you understand, that one is actually kipo, not bo cheng. That one like, oh, you how ah? That one is emotional, understand not? It's not weird. Weird to the deluded one. To the normal human being, understand not? To those who are still without the wisdom, then you look very weird, no? But that is only one phase, no? Later on, as you move on further, as the wisdom become very, very stable already, then the third phase will arise. Kan san, yu si san. Then you come back to normal life again. Because the second phase is like that one. Kan san, pu si san. That time cannot talk to people. They say mountain. Where got mountain? Inside there, you just silent. You don't want to talk to them. You just allow them to be. Because they cannot understand you. Your mind has penetrated so different. And to you, it's so clear. This is suffering. No more meaning. But they cannot see. And they keep on coming, say, come la, join us la, do this la. You cannot already. You don't want to be part of what they do already. But later on, third phase, you become like a normal person again. Kan san, yu si san. Then whatever he say, san, mountain, mountain. Not mountain, not mountain. You echo and flow. Then you become different. Then you will know one, the heedless and the heedful. At that time, you have this vow, to liberate living being. You have to mingle with all beings. Understand? You mingle doesn't mean you purposely want to go and help them. No such thing. No condition, nothing happen. But you yen, got condition, your nature will know what to do. You will not be like last time, so cold and got nothing to do with them. Don't want to even get involved and all that. But that phase will pass. Then when you recall your vow, then you understand. Then you just accord and flow. Then got condition. You will go all out and do it and help them. That's why that third phase is the most beautiful. Pativeda. You reap the fruition of your hard work. Pativeda is the fruition of your cultivation. So that third phase is the most beautiful. Then you understand clearly what this form of mind is all about. Then you use it to live life, understand? Just live to experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. Then you know all these are unreal. But the fire aggregates are still there, understand? Every moment is so beautiful, so pristine, understand? So wonderful. That's why life becomes wonderful, understand? That's why I used to tell you, every moment of consciousness to me is so beautiful, understand? So meaningful, so full of joy, understand? I can just sit down and just be with the moment. and just silence everything, and there is so much joy, and I don't need anything to be in that state. Understand? But there is still duty, understand? There is still affinity, vow. That's why I continue with all this type of work. Understand? It's not me. It's the form and mind. It's the nature's law. Understand? It's the nature that actually understands. That's why you must cultivate affinity with all the great beings. Affinity with their nature. Then their vow will support you, will take you along. They will bless you, protect you and guide you. They don't have to be there with you, understand? As long as you are sincere, you have the affinity and the faith, it will manifest as nature's law, that it will connect, that it will do what the nature's law allow it to do. Because you make that aspiration as a, by the power of this wholesomeness, may it arise the causes and conditions for Kuan Yin to protect, bless and guide this nature of mind until full realization of Sama Sambuddhahood. You make this type of vow, then Kuan Yin's nature, life after life, will protect you, guide you and bless you. That's why you must cultivate affinity. Cultivate what they call wisdom, virtue, merits, blessings that invoke the power of this wholesomeness. In fact, there is a sutta that talks about this. The Buddha actually talked about it. Last Friday I shared this. You remember the what? Don't know what pati. I forgot what the sutta is. It's in. I just read to you, then we stop. Oh, it's upstairs. It's not here. Never mind. It's in the other back. Huh. So that sutta, the Buddha said, if you have virtue, merits, blessing, wisdom, faith, and all this, you can invoke the power of all this, yeah, and develop the condition for you to take birth in any rhyme you want to take birth in. All the 31 planes. The reappearance in whatever rhyme you want to appear. But you need all these merits, blessing, wisdom, faith, cultivation, everything. You invoke power, all these merits. It can bring about the causes and conditions for birth to take place in those places. Then the best one is the last one. You make use of all this to aspire for enlightenment. Then no more birth. No more reappearance in anywhere, is it? So, because of that sutta, you come to realize everything that I share with you, making aspiration by invoking power of merit, is all actually taught by the Buddha also. I didn't know there was such a sutta, no? Until one of the Kayanamita wrote to me, you know, and asked me, oh, I said, got such sutta, no? Oh, no wonder. Okay, I think we better end. Yeah, 10:35 already. Oh no, just 1 minute. Beyond 10:31. Okay, we will end. We will do the sharing of merits, transfer of merits. Then you all can make your aspiration. Sharing of merits with the devas. Aka sata ca bumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu loka sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power, share these merits and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice and may contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness.
transformer is the departed one. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives, and may they all to be well and happy always. Okay, invoke the blessing for the nation. Devo vasadukalena sasa sampati hito cha fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rainfall in due season, may there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be prosperous and peaceful always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers, be righteous. Okay, now you make your aspiration. Ikmina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo otu yawa nivana patiya. By the grace of these merits that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one, until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones.